Please enjoy this classic clip from the I Love Gringo Letters at Patreon archives.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to I Love Gringo Letters, the podcast where we talk about the letters to the Age newspapers, television and radio lift out the Gringo. I am Steele Saunders, and I do love Gringo Letters! Cheers, everyone. We are in my apartment. This is the 149th apartment show. Well, it's the second apartment show, but it's 149th episode. This week, I put out three podcasts. I hope everyone enjoyed the marathon to catch us up. Now, listen, I've had maybe one of the best weeks ever. At age 16, if I had a thought, I would be watching the Star Wars Episode 7 trailer in the same week I had Jane Kennedy on my couch for a podcast, I would have said, what the fuck's a podcast? And now we've got some listeners and we're going to have an awesome time in the 149th. Yes! Yeah! Love it! Who was here last year? Nice. Well, I hope you all brought what you stole last year. And a trade. Oh, Jerry the Persian, everyone! I did not know he was that well trained. That was. A good boy. Good boy. How about we bring on our letter lovers? We have got three legendary letter lovers. Please welcome Justin Hamilton and Anthony Lima Lehman. And it's Will Anderson.
It's really exciting to come here and do this podcast and see, 30 to 40-odd people scare the fuck out of your cat. Poor Jerry's having a nervous breakdown.
This is wonderful. Like, all these people are in your actual apartment. Yeah. Like, somebody said to me, we're doing something special for the live 100th of TOEFL. We're doing it at the Sydney Comedy Store. But people were like, are you going to do an apartment show like Steele does? I was like, fuck no, I'm a celebrity. I can't have ordinary people at my house. But it's nice.
These people are here for the podcast, aren't they? That is not normally here. This isn't a...
I can't wait for a day when I'm too good to have you guys in my house. But I think we'll get it through a few more anniversaries before we get there.
Well, it's nice. I think it's a compliment to Jackie that you have to fill her space with 50 strangers.
Yeah, that's love, people.
The exchange rate is amazing at the moment.
Do you do some sort of audit before people come over? Just to count, just to check everything that's in the fucking house? And then check people on the way out? Is there some sort of... Do you have internal security?
We're just on the podcast honor system. Pot it forward, but leave my shit here.
I got a Star Wars figurine.
I like the idea that not people aren't even interested in Green Guide letters, but they're fucking interested in free Star Wars shit. Right. Yeah. Like, this is perfect plan. This is like Ocean's 14. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's taking a break from cleaning people's windows on Punt Row. Yeah.
The only security measure is that the guests can't be fleety. So,
how do you know Fleety's not here dressed as
Oh no, wait a minute. I do know Fleety's not here because Fleety loves this podcast, and in fact he loves this podcast so much that before you all came over he got your addresses. Anyway, good luck with that.
Yeah, that was Fleety working the valet downstairs.
It's weird there's a valet for a podcast.
I'll park it for you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Leaving that there. How's Australia been to come back to, Will?
It's been good. I've just only been back for like a week and a half, and it's been six time zones in 6 days, so...
Fuck, you love your pennies. It's a sweet 90s arcade. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, time zones. Yeah, right.
Peter in the corner with the saving chuckle. Well played.
Yeah. We still used to have a time zone, and was it on Hindley Street? There was a time zone in Adelaide.
Yeah, that was a good place to hang out.
What other street could it have been on?
It could. Well, Adelaide couldn't be anywhere else but Hindley Street. And there was always.
Yeah, have you seen that off Broadway time zone?
Yeah, it's amazing.
We always found the one machine that you couldn't tilt. Remember back in the glory days? I don't know if people are showing my age. Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's quite a pinball machine that wouldn't tilt.
Thanks for tuning in to Gold.
I think it might have been the Kiss pinball machine.
Oh, right.
They wouldn't tilt, so you could pick it up before the ball ride. Then you'd pick the machine up and roll the ball back. You'd play all day. It was a joy.
Gene Simmons finds out about that. He will be pissed off.
Yeah, I know.
He needs every dollar out of that machine. Every dollar.
He is the only person. Here's a fact. I was just recently in Cleveland when Ebola was there. That's just incidental to the story. It was the day Ebola went to Cleveland, and I was on the plane, and I sneezed on the plane, and people are staring at me like, Ebola! And I'm like, that's not even one of the symptoms. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, I went there, and they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and so one of the guys who was one of the local comedians is also the host of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So he said, if you want to come down, I'll give you the proper guided tour and tell you about all the interesting stuff. So it was really fascinating. But one of the things he told me was all the stuff that's there is donated for free. And they've got the glasses that John Lennon was wearing when he got shot that still have the blood on them. There's just some insane stuff there, right? And it's all donated except for Kiss, who made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame pay for their stuff. Yeah.
Well, that said, John Lennon didn't have much say in the donation.
It was glass words.
Glasses with
$50 or best offer.
Mark Chapman worked for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, they were doing a lot of aggressive recruiting back then.
They were. Now, you say it was when Ebola visited Cleveland.
Yeah.
Does Ebola have a tour t-shirt that has all the places it's visited?
Yeah, it did Dallas first, and then it went to Cleveland, then it went to New York.
Did a night in New York, did quite well.
Yeah.
Got a following.
I don't know if you followed that Ebola doctor, the one who was the one in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So they went to, they had to track wherever he'd been in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, went bowling.
And this dude had the most fucking active 24 hours in New York. You were like, the fuck? I don't have Ebola, definitely. And I couldn't do that much shit.
Yeah.
But I love that he went 10-pin bowling. Because when you go 10-pin bowling, you do it, you hand over an extraordinary number of high fives. I don't know if anyone's ever been 10-pin bowling. You spend your whole fucking night high-fiving. And that's what he chose to do while he could have had Ebola.
And do you honestly believe at a fucking bowling alley run by a 14-year-old kid who hates their fucking life that they're cleaning out those finger holes that everyone's... they are never disinfecting those holes. Those holes probably have the fucking key to curing Ebola. In the bottom of the holes, just fucking living there if they just scraped it out.
And as for the shoes, they're bad enough as it is. Just non-Ebola shoes, but Ebola bowling shoes. It's just...
bowling shoes.
That's why they can't. That's why they can't get people there from Doctors Without Borders, because they don't have the right shoes.
Anthony, you are getting married. Congratulations.
I am indeed. In fact, thank you. I'm glad someone is excited because...
Limo, isn't...
Because, get a load of this, I'm sitting at home today with my fiancée, who is, from the start hasn't been 100% committed to the wedding. She's kind of doing it to keep me happy, which is it's a weird reversal of roles in our relationship. Earlier today, just this very day, we've got someone had given me for doing something for them a David Jones gift card, right? So we're looking at the gift card, and she said, and she's trying to work out what to buy at David Jones, just sitting at home chatting about it. And she said to me, well, I mean, do you need to buy anything for your wedding? Your wedding. Do you need to buy anything for your wedding, is what she said to me today. For your wedding.
Yeah.
You have to send your fiance a save the date card.
I do.
She's like, what, in Bali? We're going to Bali. That's where it is. You're getting married in Bali. Yeah. And we're all fucking going to Bali for a week. Yeah. And I've been looking forward to it all year because it's all our mates in Bali.
Yeah.
And then I fucking found out from bloody Fitzy the other morning when I ran into him that he was coming. And Mick Malloy is coming.
Yeah.
This is going to be like The Hangover.
Yeah.
But in real life. Yeah. Like, this is like the worst idea of all time. We can't go to fucking Bali with Mick Malloy. This,
yeah. Because you know one of us assholes is going to be the new Chappelle.
It's going to be me. It's going to be me.
Yeah. Just hold this boogie board. Everything
fucking
will be
Herald
fine.
Herald Sun already have the photos.
Well, you sent them.
The ceremony is going to be in Kerabokan, probably. It's fair though, Mick, Malloy, right, he gets a twinkle on his eye, and Malloy goes, so, wedding on the 29th, all right, 27th, I'll organise a bit of a Bali Bucks party, get the boys together, leave it to me, I'm all over it. Just then that I was thinking, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I may not make it. There'll be photos of me and a lady boy somewhere.
And then there'll be the ones from Bali. But, you know... thank you very much. I should drink during the afternoon more. But the...
that was what your fiancée was referring to when she went, your wedding. The one you're clearly going to have with a Thai lady boy on the 27th.
Yeah. As long as you love him. The good thing about that was when you told me that Mick Malloy was putting something together on the 27th, I went, well, that puts me in action on the 28th. That's why I'm flying in on that day. Look at all you assholes on heart-bum machines.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle. So, yes, so I think we're pretty organised. Except one thing, we went to the venue about a month ago and we said, how's everything going? And they said, yeah, it's really great. We're really excited about you having your wedding here. And then the lady who runs the venue, she goes, oh, there is just one thing. We go, oh, yeah, what's that? And she goes, and for people listening to the podcast, I'm going to have to explain what I'm doing here, but she puts her hands together like she's praying, and she goes, one thing, we start renovations upstairs next week. Then she puts her hands together like she's praying. She goes, we just hope it's ready in time. And I'm looking at her going, what's with the praying thing? I realise a lot of people are I realise that's kind of a Hindu thing you got going on, a Buddhist thing you got going on there, but what the fuck? Yeah. And she goes, so me and my girlfriend are both pretty chilled. We're like, oh, yeah, is there a plan B? And she goes, yeah, we've got a hold on the place next door. There's a Macca's next door. The drive-thru. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, though. That's actually really nice.
Yeah.
That'll be memorable.
Yeah, with this ring, do you take this bride and a large order of chips?
And you know what? Mayor McCheese could do the ceremony. Like, as a city councillor, I'm sure he's authorised to officiate in a wedding. So that's fine. It's like getting the captain of a ship or something. Yeah.
So, it would make it special and memorable. So we're just hoping that it's finished in time. I mean, I've seen enough bamboo scaffolding in Southeast Asia to put a little question mark over renovation timelines in that part of the world. But we'll see what happens.
The good thing is going to be next comedy festival, just the plethora of comedians in the festival going, so I went to this wedding in Bali.
Yeah. This wedding. Yeah.
That is true. We're all going to be fucking fighting for material.
Yeah. Everyone will be taking dibs on the night. I've got no one.
But that would actually be a fucking awesome show if we all did our versions that night. And then people went and saw all the shows and they fucking, we'd have to share the Barry.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's not a bad idea. We're doing at the reception what we're going to do. So Hammer is I've got two groomsmen. Hamo's one of the groomsmen. But what we're going to do at the ceremony is, traditionally there's like two speeches or three or whatever the tradition is with speeches, but we're having open mic. So anyone who wants to make a speech can get up and make a speech. Yeah.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah. But
I'm happy to do it, but I've got to close.
But what's going to be funny is Will and Husey will be holding back to see who closes.
Yeah.
They both want to be last.
Yeah.
It's Bali. Maybe Husey should close.
There is nothing more romantic than when someone, one of your friends, gives a speech at a wedding and it ends with, well, fuck you guys, I'm doing the Opera House. And Will's gone.
I used to, this is not something I like to say out loud a lot, but maybe because I'm getting older, I'm willing to admit shit about, I'm embarrassed about my life. But when I first started doing stand-up comedy, I made my living DJing weddings.
Oh. That was DJing even, weddings. Couldn't even say if you don't probably. Understand embarrassment.
Oh, Ando.
I DJed weddings.
For what did you wear?
I used to have to wear like a, it was a suit and tie sort of gig because it's like a wedding sort of thing. So, but like it's a mobile DJ, so you'd have to set up the microphone and whatever. So you'd have to be there for the speeches and stuff beforehand as well. And so I saw every type of wedding speech, every type of wedding. And to be honest, I actually quite enjoyed it. The stories of people and you get the snapshot of their lives in that moment. But there was this one wedding. It was just the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It ruined their greatest night. But to me, it's a memory that I will live. Like when my life flashes before my eyes, I will see this. It's the most joyous moment I've ever had. The best man got up there and this is how he started his speech. He said, oh, it's great to see that, you know, Limo and Cal are getting married because, oh, man, before Limo met Cal, he fucked some pigs. Oh, my God. He should have fucking dropped the mic and just, like, walked out of the wedding. It, like, was the best, like, total silence apart from one guy behind a DJ fucking thing, muffling.
That's great. You know, and the worst thing about that story is someone listening to the podcast could easily just isolate the line. Before Limo met Kel, he fucked a lot of pigs. Yeah.
Someone listening to the podcast or someone recording the podcast in his lounge room could.
Yeah. Wait a minute. How's that happening?
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that classic I Love Green Guide Letters clip. Now here's the deal. We keep the last 25 new episodes free on the feed for anyone to download. But to dip into the archives, I invite you to check out the I Love Green Guide Letters Patreon page. Patreon is a really easy way for content providers like myself to reward listeners for supporting the podcast. And just for $3 a month, I give you complete access to our hundreds and hundreds of back episodes. You can download or listen to them on patreon.com, or you can paste a quick and easy code into your podcast app of choice and download every episode just like a regular podcast. Along with the classic episodes, for Patreon supporters, I also record the bonus After Letters show, where myself and previous guests answer listener-supplied questions that, of course, go off into unexpected tangents. It's a really fun format that has become a favorite with our Patreon supporters. So the link is in the show notes of the very episode you're listening to now, or you can check it out at patreon.com/ILoveGGLetters. And then you can enjoy all the classic episodes featuring the likes of Will Anderson, Dave Anthony, Ronnie Cheng, Santo Chilaro, Arthur Comer, Paul Dempsey, professional wrestler Mick Foley, Tom Gleason, Libby Gore, Tiffany Hall, Peter Hellier, Darren Hinch, Jonathan Holmes, Pete Holmes, Claire Hooper, Anthony Jeselnik, Jamoan, Samuel Johnson, Ed Cavalli, Andy Kindler, Kate Langbrook, Limo, Dylan Lewis, Sam Mack, Mark Maron, Tony Martin, Luke McGregor, Ryan Maloney, Lawrence Mooney, former Green Guide editor Andrew Murfitt, Dave O'Neill, Celia Bacola, Sam Pang, Charlie Pickering, Randy the Puppet, Gareth Reynolds, Adam Richard, John Safran, Sam Simmons, Brody Stevens, Tim and Eric, Josh Thomas, Dave Thornton, Ash Williams, Merrick Watts, Adam Zwar, and you get it, quite obviously, so many more. Your support is so appreciated and also needed to help finance the future production of I Love Green Guide Letters. So just to recap, last 25 episodes, always up for free for anyone to download. But if you want to go into the archives, it is just $3 to support the podcast for the month. If you so wanted, you could pay $3, download all 1,000 plus hours of podcasting, and that's it, but we would love for you to stick around and continue to support the podcast and enjoy the ongoing bonus episodes. Thank you guys so much. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Green Guide Letters and our beloved Patreon supporters.